Hello and welcome back to the Morgan Branding Podcast. In this series, we are talking about books and audiobooks and podcasts and in general learning or learning resources that have helped change me and my attitude to life, business, relationships, customers, clients, staff, you name it, the books have helped. So to me, I put it in a similar bracket to Eat That Frog. To me, this is a habits book, obviously, because it's called Atomic Habits. But this is a book about changing the way you act and having that ongoing battle between your brain and your body and what you want to do and what you actually do and what you say you do and what you actually do. And again, for me, at various points when I've drifted and I've got out of good habits or whatever, or I feel like my work is stacking, this is a book that I read again. One of the biggest takeaways I have from this book is habit stacking. So I give you an example of this for me that's absolutely nothing to do with work or business, but it is to do with life, is that I was really bad at taking my preventative inhaler. A lot of people that know me carry around that little blue inhaler, probably use it 6 times a day, could probably kill me at some point. Why don't I just use the preventer rather than the reliever? The blue one's a reliever. I have a preventer. And COVID came along and I still wasn't really getting to grips with my preventer. Moved house. Moved where I put my medicine. My preventer is right next to my toothbrush, which is right opposite my shower. And now every day, get out of the shower, brush my teeth, floss my teeth, take my preventer every day. Now I know the habit breaks if I don't have a shower. Now I have a shower probably 99% of the days, but sometimes, you know, I don't know. Give an example. If you're going to the airport at 5 a.m., you might not have a shower and you might just get up, go to the airport and think, I'm coming back to bed. And then you end up into your day and you haven't then had a shower, brush your teeth, done thing. And for me, that shows how habits, my habit of brushing my teeth and of flossing my teeth and of doing my preventer inhaler is linked to the habit of having a shower, which I do every day. So if I take the shower out the way, I don't do anything else. To me, that shows the importance of atomic habits. And what I then try and do is link my habits into this habit and this into that habit in the morning. So when I needed to take the preventer, I linked it into the shower and the brushing the teeth habit, because that was a habit I already had. And Atomic Habits talks about that in habit stacking. A couple of habits, I use this around, you know, emails, because Atomic Habits talks about bad habits as much as it talks about good habits. And you get into the habit of doing bad habits. That might be checking your phone first thing in the morning. And I haven't gone to this and I try at various points, but it's like move your phone away from your bed so you don't check your emails before you've got up in the morning, had a shower and got ready for the day. Because if the first thing you do is check your phone, you've already wasted 15 minutes of your day before you started. So this also has helped me to unravel bad habits. For me, one of the habits I've still struggled with and battle with is getting to the gym and when I'm going to do that. I've tried it in the morning, tried it in the afternoon, I've tried it in the evening. To me now, it's working that I'm going in the afternoon. I'm going at some point during my day when I have a free gap. That in 2022 is going to hopefully be a little bit more scheduled and a bit more stacked. But this talks about, you know, you could add 2 press-ups into your morning routine. And once you've done 2, you could do 3 the next day and 4 the next day. If you look at a lot of apps now, there's apps for stacking habits. I think my audio book app says you've reached your reading goals, you've read 5 minutes every day, you know, for the past 15 days or 20 days. And there is an amazing thing about habit stacking that if you do something every day, and I think he talks about in this book, and I can't remember the length of time, I feel like it's about 30, 40 days feels right, then do something every day or do something. So for me, once I tried to get to the gym, what I tried to say is I'll go every weekday. So I knew I wasn't going to go every day. But if I said every weekday, it meant that I knew I could have Saturday, Sunday off. And then I started going on some Saturdays and Sundays. And then I might not go a Friday occasionally and I go on a Saturday, but I get straight back into that routine as soon as I can. So for me, Atomic Habits was a great book in beating some procrastination, getting better habits into my life, and just in general, being a better person and not just a better business person. So well, recommend a read. Cheers. So it's They Ask, You Answer, and it talks about how as a business, you answer every...